A temporary pop-up exhibition of audio storytelling is touring through the Penn Medicine Hospital system in the Philadelphia region. The show features recordings of doctors and patients who are telling their own stories about the power of listening. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
In the lobby of Good Shepherd Penn Partners at Penn Medicine Rittenhouse are a few curved panels clustered together, making a semi-enclosed space. They are outfitted with earpieces that play back personal stories from doctors, nurses, and patients, like Taya Sepinuk, who once came in for an endoscopic procedure.
I had a terrible experience with one nurse who was...
Sepinuk recalled that the nurse asked a series of standard questions, including had she any experience with abuse or depression.
Are you depressed?
But did it so callously that Sepinuk snapped back at the nurse and left the interview feeling worse than when she came. Later, she returned to the hospital for a similar procedure, and the nurse the second time expressed much more empathy.
And I was so overwhelmed with how beautifully she did it. I said, oh my God, nobody has ever done it like that. I just want you to know I had this horrible experience once with this nurse, and I reiterated what had happened. And she got this strange look on her face, and she said, that nurse was me.
After her callousness was called out by the patient, the nurse said that she had a change of heart, rethought how she talks to patients, and became a more aware listener. This is the Listening Lab. It's the brainchild of a literature and art lecturer at the University of Pennsylvania, Aaron Levy. He wanted to highlight the power of listening in a medical environment.
We've heard from so many patients and providers who communicated to us that it helped them think differently about how they can use language, how they can be more compassionate in the care that they give and receive, and ultimately make them a more empathetic human being.
So far, there are 14 stories uploaded to the traveling exhibition and the website, with more to come. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.